Mark Stone is online. We love Stoney. He's always very kind with his time to Addity 26PR. G'day, Stoney. Good morning, mate.
Good morning, Carl and guys. Always good to talk to you.
Now, looking ahead to this game later on this afternoon there at Etihad Stadium against the Saints. You've got 17 players that played in your preliminary final, so we've been talking about that this morning. You've got a fairly experienced group overall.
Exactly right, and we spoke about that during the week with the group and the fact that, you know, there's a number of guys out there that have played in big games and played a lot of games together, and although we're a little bit younger than we were last year, not by much this week. So, you know, we're expecting a really competitive performance.
Stoney, tell us about Sam Collins.
Yeah, he's a big raw-boned kid, Peter. He's a competitor. He's aggressive at the ball, primarily a defender, and that's where he's played most of his footy, and mature-age recruit, so he's certainly developed and filled out. He's quite a strong kid, and he'll play back and hopefully takes his opportunity and defends well for us.
Stoney, can you confirm Matthew Pavlich and Stephen Hill passed fit to play?
Yes, I can, Kim. Yep, both ready to play.
How will you handle Nick Riewoldt today then?
Well, we obviously plan for, you know, the opposition great detail, and we talk about a lot of opposition players. We know Nick's been playing a lot of midfield and up on the wing. And so we're prepared for, you know, players to play to me on the wing and then ready to hand over when he drifts forward. And we have to be really alert to that because it can happen in general play. And he'll try and test our wingers by getting forward, but we've got to have really strong communication between, you know, our wings, mids and backs, and make sure we get the right opponent to him at the right time. And that'll be a challenge for us, but one we think we've handled before with different opponents and one we've just got to get done today is, you know, if we're going to win the game.
Stoney, there's a lot to concentrate on when you look at the opposition, but one player in the games that I've seen who's just been kicking the ball as good as anyone in the competition, Lee Montagna. I'm sure you spent a bit of time discussing limiting his output.
Yeah, that's right, Billy. He's a very good player for a very long time and he uses it well, makes really good decisions, and, you know, he's been playing a lot of his footy in the past couple of years down back to distribute the ball for St Kilda and get them going quick out of defence and bouncing for them. So when you talk about these types of guys, it's hard to sort of try and say, well, we've got to stop him getting the ball, because what we've really got to try and do is make him defend first.
Yep.
And put him under pressure to defend our forwards. And we think we've got some good forwards that are capable of doing that with, you know, Sonny Walters and Ballantyne and Weller and Langdon and these types of guys. So the first thing we've got to do is put him in positions where he has to defend. Where we can, possibly take him a bit deeper than he'd like to be, not sit him around the arc, get him deep where we can, but you don't want to detract from what your game's about, and our forwards have got to get up and give us outlets and then get back in and crumb. So the first thing we've got to make him defend, but then when he does get the ball, we've got to force him wide, put him under as much pressure as we can, and force him to kick quickly and hurriedly without giving him time to make good decisions. And if we do that well, and hopefully we do, we'll limit his influence from halfback.
Stoney, a couple of issues away from today's actual game. What instructions have you given Zach Clark to take back to Peel that he has to undertake to reclaim his spot ultimately, eventually?
Yeah, we don't usually like to throw the word confidence around. Kim, you probably heard that from Ross a number of times in his interviews, and we all sort of follow that philosophy that confidence comes from action-based. So he is lacking confidence, however, and we just want him to compete. Go back and compete, feel good about jumping at the ball and launching it, whether it be in the ruck or forward, and build a bit of confidence in his own ability to do that and get his game back on track from those types of actions, which is what a big man does well, is jump at the ball, launch, and players in front of him jump on their back and just have a go at it. You know, if you don't take, you know, 10 marks, that's okay, but really just attack the footy hard and really build some confidence from good action.
And how close did David Mundy come to getting up to play? I saw him training there on Thursday morning. He looked okay. And if he's that close, does he play? Is he back for next week's game against Essendon?
Yeah, well, I think so, Kim. he went through the test, and whilst I didn't watch it with binoculars myself, I think he did okay in the test, but if there's any awareness within calves, particularly when you come to Etihad, you have to be conservative because it can quite easily turn from, well, he'll be ready next week into another 3 weeks. So we expect him to be available next week.
I was going to ask you, Stoney, how are your calves, mate? Because it seems like everyone's getting one at the moment.
Yeah.
Oh, do you want me to go through the list?
Yes, we probably should. Please don't. It's depressing.
We probably should laugh. A dairy farmer, Stoney, hey?
You haven't got enough time, guys.
That's right. Hey, mate, go to it. Thanks for joining us this morning. Really appreciate it, and good luck this afternoon.
Thanks, guys. Always good to talk to you.